You are steadfast, you stay faithful. There's no turning in your ways. Your love outlasts every failure. It's always waiting in the wings. You
Rita, it's good to see you.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing these songs with us. We're so excited about this new music, and you've been writing a lot of songs, working hard. And when we first started, you were sharing some songs that really some, I felt like more than songs, they were like themes that God put on your heart really early on.
Yeah.
And this was one of those early songs. When we first heard it, you were calling it After My Heart. And then eventually the title changed to Landslide, which I absolutely love. It's amazing. Title, and really it is the theme of the song. But talk about this song a little bit, and just that, I mean, this is really, to me, it's just that song about the pursuit of God's love, like God chasing after us relentlessly, and how he pursued our heart in the Garden of Eden, and it's been the story of God and man for ages, is that God calling and pursuing man back to himself.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. But yeah, talk about the song a little bit.
You know, I think when I love words. Like I think I'm in love with words. And so I think there's always a pursuit in me as a writer to say things the way they've never been said before. And I think I even maybe text you once, leave it to me to make God's love look like a natural disaster. but there's a part of just like, how can you say something so intense when you're talking about the love of God? You know, what does it embody? What is it fully, what's the exposure of it really like? And so, you know, when I started writing this song, some of the most tender songs I write are usually at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, and I'm just kind of sitting with the Lord, talking to the Lord about stuff. And so I think the verses in the song are just very, very intentionally written to tell them, this is who you are. You know, you're the pursuer of my heart. This is who you are. You're steadfast, you're kind, you're good, you're this. But you know, sitting down with a couple other writers after looking for a bridge, it's just like, then it took a turn. It just took a turn to this intensity of, we want to say these good things, but we also want to just really go after the depth of something we've never said before. And so when you're using words like landslide, especially in a worship song, you know, it almost can be jarring in a sense, but then I'm always looking up the definition for things and finding out like what the word actually talks about. And I loved the definition of landslide. I love that when a landslide occurs, there's usually nothing left of a mountain, you know, and when somebody wins in a race, they can win by a landslide, which means they're so far ahead of everybody else. Mm. And so what I loved that idea of God's love coming through and just like almost like a wrecking ball, but taking all the bad away and just drenching us in all of the good. And I mean, if you've ever come under the captivity of God's love, it feels like that. It feels just like a flood rushing at you. And so I think I pursue songs that make me feel like, yes, that's what I want to say. That's how it feels, you know.
Yeah.
Even if other people are like, I'm a little worried about God's love being like a flood. So anyway.
But. Yeah. Well, and I love the line in the bridge of this song where you talk about, you know, out of my head, out of my mind. It's that whole idea of like, you can talk about God's love all day long. You can read it, understand it, all of that. But until it really sinks here, which this is the landslide area here. It's like once it goes from head into heart, it wrecks you. And I just love that picture that you painted.
Well, John Wimber used to say back, you know, in my early vineyard days, John Wimber used to say, we need a landslide from our head to our heart.
Wow.
And, you know, when sitting down and writing some of those lyrics, you know, we're kind of in this epidemic where there's so much anxiety and so much panic in people. And you really see it all over the church. And so there's that part of it's like, no, your love has to come after these things that are just in arrest with all of the attack, you know. And sometimes the only thing that clears that out is just a huge wash of God's presence and his love. So
wow, that's so good. Yeah. Well, walk us through what you're playing chord-wise.
Yeah, this is super simple because really, this song is kind of sitting more on melodic and the melody than it is really the chords, because the chords don't really change. It's just kind of this walk down from the four to the 1/3. It's got the 6 to the 5, and that's really what you play throughout the whole song. You're going down that whole thing in the verses, and even in the pre, it's the same chord progression. The melody just changes, so it feels like it's different, but the melody is just changing. And then the chorus is the same. You know, you're after my heart, it's just the 4. You're gonna win it, 1/3. You're after my heart, 6. And I'm gonna give it back to the 4. Every piece and every 1/3. You're after it all, you're after my heart, back to the from the 6 to the 5. And then the bridge kind of takes a little bit of turn where you're just starting on the 1. And then the 5/1 to kind of have it build up to the 6, back to the 5. And you do that for the first 2. And then you kind of flip it back to the 4, to the 5, to the 6, to the 1/3. Just to kind of give it a little bit more of a pick-me-up. Yep. To take it then back to the 4, the 1/3, the 6, and the 5. So it's again, it's not a tough chord chart. It's just melody-wise, it's kind of...
Well, I'm excited for people to hear the song. Yeah. You've already been playing this out some, and the response has been amazing.
It's been really great. And it's when it was called After My Heart, because we called it After My Heart for a while, people never said, what's that song, After My Heart? All they said was, that landslide song. So I'm like, well, people might think I'm redoing Stevie Nicks' song.
Right.
They'll be surprised when they hear it.
Well, Rita, thanks so much for coming by and sharing it with us. Excited about the song. Cool.